Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. Early this morning, I got a phone call from a longtime friend, and she said, I just don't feel like I'm going to make it. I faced this financial problem for so long. I just don't think I'm going to make it. Now, have you ever felt like that? Well, when you feel like you're not going to make it, remember this. Remember what God has done before. There are so many times when it looked like I wouldn't make it. But each time I felt that way, I began rehearsing the things that God has brought me through. I would say, God, do you remember when I was facing this years ago and it didn't look like I was going to make it, but you brought me through? Or God, do you remember when I had this situation facing me and there looked like there was no way out and you made a way where there seemed to be no way? Well, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and in all the areas of my relationships and other areas as well, I look to Him as my source. You know, I especially remember the time back in the early 90s when I became president of the university, and I took on a $60 million debt. Wow. I don't advise you to try that, but I did. In my mind, I came to the place where I just knew I was going to fail. I knew the bank was going to call the notes. I knew that everything was going under and I was going to have to crawl into a hole and disappear. I was going to have to fly to some remote desert island where nobody knew me. I suffered. I was suffering. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't rest. I got angry. I became a person that my family didn't even seem to recognize. You talk about a person being out of sorts. You see, I was trying to win in the situation on my own strength when I knew that I didn't have the strength to win. It was not until I realized I could not do it on my own that I said, God, I'm going to have your help. Now, that may be where you are right now. You just don't know how you're going to make it. It looks like there's no way. So when it feels like it's looking impossible, look back at what God has already brought you through. I love to remind God of the victories we've had. You see, your past victories are literal proof that God will do it again. Now, have you ever said this? Lord, I don't know if I can make it this time. I know I've made it in the past, but I don't know that I can make it this time. The mountain is too tall for me to climb. I just don't think I can make it this time. Well, let me remind you, you made it before, and you can make it again. And the same God who brought you through then can bring you through again. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the lion and the bear will deliver me from the Philistines." And over in Lamentations 3, and I think it's verse 21 through 23, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope." And then Psalm 77 says, "I will remember the works of the Lord." And then over in Hebrews 13, 8, one of my favorite scriptures, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And then don't forget Revelation 12, 11. "They overcame him," that is the devil, "by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Your memory is a weapon. The devil wants you to forget every time God came through for you, like it never happened. But when you recall past miracles and how God has brought you through, it reignites your faith for today. Because what God did before, He can do again for you. You see, David's courage came from remembering past deliverances. "You delivered me from the lion, you delivered me from the bear, you'll deliver me from this Philistine giant." You see, God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's still in the miracle business. So don't let fear rewrite your testimony. Don't do that. Fear says, well, this time it's different. Faith says, same God, same power, same victory. Speak your testimony out loud. Say it. I'm going to win. Say it. Declare, God healed me before. He provided for me before, and He'll do it again. Say it and say it and say it. Every remembrance builds momentum for your next miracle. You know, when Lindsay and I went through times that we didn't think we were going to make it, we started listing every answered prayer that we could remember. And before long, our faith began to rise up, and we began to say, we can do it, we can do it, we can make it. God's going to bring us through. You know, the enemy wants you just to look at the mountain and say, well, it's too high to climb. But God, no, God wants you to look at your history with Him, because you're not starting from zero. You're starting on a foundation and standing on a foundation of miracles. And I believe in miracles. I was raised in the home of a mother and father who believed in the healing power of God, who believed in miracles. And I've seen too many miracles to go back now. So when it looks like it's all over, it's not over. What was it Yogi Berra said? It's not over till it's over, and it's not over yet. So I'm praying over you right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. And when you feel like giving up, say, no, God, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stand strong. The Bible says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Sometimes I get my Bible, when it looks like the circumstances are so rough, I get my Bible, I'll put it out in the middle of the floor, and I'll take my shoes off, and I'll just stand on my Bible. And I say, God, I'm standing on your word. I'm saying to the devil, take your dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy hands off me. Take your dirty, rotten, stinking hands off my family, off my ministry. You can't have me, can't have my wife, can't have my children, can't have my property. You can't have any part of me, because I belong to God. Those are the kind of faith words that builds you up and cause your faith to rise up on the inside. So right now, as I bring this podcast to a close, I pray over you. No matter what the situation is that you're facing, I take authority over it by the authority given me by Jesus. I rebuke it, and I send the word of God to you right now. And I say this out loud to you, you can make it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And greater is He who's in you than he that is in the world. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You were made only a little bit lower than the angels. You can make it. You can do it. I believe with all my heart that God will bring you through, and He will not let you down. So keep your faith strong. Tell the devil, get the hell out of your life, and put your faith and trust in Jesus. Praise God for that. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. I'll see you next time.